This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado is now free of exceptional drought conditions, which is the worst drought category. But the latest federal drought update shows about 83% of the state remains in moderate drought or worse. The northeast and the southwest corners of the state are the driest places on the map right now. Voters in Colorado Springs will decide on two ballot measures on recreational cannabis this November. One would legalize the sale of recreational marijuana there. The other would tax it at 5%. Colorado Springs chose to opt out of recreational marijuana sales after the state legalized it a decade ago. At the time, city officials said the area's large military presence and marijuana's illegality on the federal level meant it didn't make sense for the city. Potato farmers in the San Luis Valley can finally sell their crop in most of Mexico 20 years after an initial trade deal was signed. The Mexican Supreme Court approved the agreement last year. That could bring Colorado farmers millions of new customers, but Jim Ehrlich is doubtful the deal will last. He directs the Colorado Potato Administrative Committee in Monte Vista.
Once the new harvest comes in September and we can actually ship larger volumes, we anticipate they're going to come up with some kind of roadblock.
Ehrlich says the Mexican market has been blocked for decades, and he expects potato farmers there will try to shut it down again. Shipments from U.S. farms have been going into Mexico since May. It's going to be hot again across the state today. Colorado Springs hitting 91 this afternoon, Denver 96. Things could get even hotter later in the week. This is CPR News and KRCC.